Broadcasting from the wine country in California, this is the Kick-Ass Relationship Show, where intimate secrets and modern advice for couples is shared to elevate your relationship to live sexier, happier, and have way more fun. We believe success in life is better when mixed with excitement and love. And now, here's your kick-ass relationship coach and best-selling author, Midori Verity.
Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to another fabulous show. We have an amazing guest with us today. But before we get to Miss Monica, let me ask you a question. Have you ever caught yourself being a negative Nelly, where you are quick to find fault in others or even in yourself? Do you know that a negative attitude can greatly affect your career success, your financial abundance, your health, and of course, your relationships? Our guest today is going to show us how to replace that dark cloud with rainbows and sunshine. I'm Midori Verity, the Kick-Ass Marriage Coach and your host. Each week, I bring you guests, tips, inspiration, and fun to help energize your life and your relationship. So we're going to kick off the show with a 3 minutes to thrive. So today what we are talking about is getting your power back. Have you ever felt like you're going through your week, your day, your month, whatever it is, and you're just kind of like you feel sort of in a funk, like you're just vibrating at a low pace. Maybe your confidence has come down. Something may have triggered it, or maybe a series of things have triggered it. Maybe you put on a few pounds. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's the same type of feeling. You feel as though that kind of that oomph, your mojo is missing or it's lower. We don't want to feel like that. So let me help you dig yourself out of that little rut that you may be in, or at least keep this in your pocket so you know that when you do get in that rut, what to do. And it's super, super simple. The first thing that you want to do is make a daily goal. And it can be make this something that you know you can achieve without too much effort, especially when you are just trying to dig yourself out. So this can be walking your dog. It can be hitting the gym. Maybe you're used to working out at the gym for an hour, but just tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to go walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes. Whatever it is, make sure it's something that you can accomplish and something that you can do on a regular basis. Or it can be something as simple as writing in your gratitude journal, which those of you who've been on my show, you know that I talk about that all the time. So it's always a good idea anyway to each day wake up and write three things that you're grateful for in your journal. And at the end of the day, write three things that you are grateful for that happened in your day. It just changes your mindset. And you're going to keep on hearing me talk about that mindset. And we're going to be talking about it today too. But those are just a really, really easy way to start building up your confidence again, because you start trusting yourself again and you start seeing little accomplishments. And there's something that happens in the brain that starts just making yourself feel proud again and feeling confident. So the other thing to help you really get your power back and get that mojo running is a push goal. I will be talking quite a bit about push goals as we go throughout throughout my shows over the weeks and months, because this is really important and can change your entire life. You want to do a push goal. And what I mean by a push goal is something that scares you a little bit, kind of freaks you out just a bit. And you want to write that down and you want to set a 90-day goal. So whatever your push goal, it could be running a 5K, it could be repairing your relationship, it could be going on vacation, whatever it is, changing your career, you want to set your goals in 90-day increments. Although it may be impossible, let's say you want to become an attorney in 90 days, that's not going to happen, but you can push yourself towards that bigger goal within 90 days. So you want to set it up that way. And break it down into 90-day increments. This is where they show there is the most success in achieving your goals, is to do 90-day increments. So each day, what I want you to do is focus on what are you going to do every single day to help you get closer to your goal. So your push goal and also your daily goal. Know what the steps are, write them down, and you will start achieving them. And it feels really, really good. So at the end of every week, I want you to come back and revisit your accomplishments. Maybe it wasn't perfect, but that's okay. I want you to celebrate those that you made and the steps that you took towards achieving your bigger goals. And here's what I want you all to remember. In fact, you should write this down and keep it above your desk or wherever you go every single day, maybe in the bathroom mirror. Where focus goes, energy flows. So if you are writing these down, if you are thinking about them every single day, it will happen because your focus will start going there and your energy will take you to where you want to go. All right. So that is your 3 minutes to thrive. I really want you to meet our new guest this week because she is just such a positive energy. And we all can use positive energy around us to help lift us up as well. So let me tell you about Monica Sawyer. She has been described as one of the most joyful people you will ever meet. She finds her bliss through helping people live a life filled with meaning, purpose, passion, and joy. She has been a whole life mastery coach for over 11 years, and her unique strategies have helped clients create a whole new sense of power, just what we were talking about, getting our power back, energy, and excitement about their relationships, their business, and their lives. She's also the best-selling author of Choose Bliss, The Power and Practice of Joy and Contentment, and has been featured on ABC, NBC, The CW, and numerous radio shows across the country. Let's join together in welcoming Miss Monica to our show. Hi, Monica.
Hey there, Midori. How are you?
I am doing so great. I am so happy that you finally were able to take a break from your crazy tour schedule and join us on our show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm sorry that took so long, but wow, this is such a treat. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those of you who don't know, Monica and I have been talking about getting her on the show for a while, but this little girl has been so busy spreading joy and bliss about her book that she has been touring all over the world. I don't know how far you've gone, but I know that you're constantly touring. So she got a little break and so we made it work. And so I'm so pleased to have you on the show.
So thank you.
Of course. So I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. What made you go in this direction? What made you feel like you needed to spread the Choose Bliss message to people?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking that question. And that's actually really close to my heart right now. I just went back to my 30-year high school reunion this last weekend and really touched base back with my core and sort of where life began for me, you know? And the truth is this, that when I was a kid, I lived in an area that was mostly, well, not mostly, it was all white. And I'm Indian. And so I was the only person that was not white in the school. And so I got tormented and humiliated and bullied constantly. And, you know, at some point, I just got fed up with that and did not want my life to be about me being a victim, and found my way to strategies and techniques that would help me to build my own confidence, and then from there to build a joyful, blissful life for myself, because I was fed up with being unhappy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you took the power back and you grabbed hold of it and you took control. I love that.
That's exactly right. And so that's kind of what my journey was. And what was really fascinating was going back to my reunion and seeing everybody again. And there were some people I was so excited to see again. And it was really amazing how some people really hadn't changed, right? And yet, looking at it, I could see what had happened for me, and I could also see what a big difference there is today in who I am and how I show up and how I feel, even in these situations that might in the past have made me feel powerless and victimized. So, wow, it was so validating to me that this works. You know, all this work has paid off and it's awesome. And I'm so excited to be sharing it with the world, even more so now than ever before, because I've been really validated personally again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is awesome. And there's, you know, that's where so much of our pain comes from, is when we're growing up. And there is, I don't know that there's much worse experiences than being tormented in school, you know, the bullies and all of that. And there's, you know, to watch your kids go through it or to experience it yourself, it's heartbreaking. It's horrible. But to hear that you noticed it, you acknowledged it, and you found a way to get through it, it's so empowering. And it's so good for everyone in this audience to know that, because it can be, whether it's from school, whether it's in your job, you know, your career, where someone gets an advancement over you and you feel that powerless feeling. It can happen at any time in our lives. And I think most of us at some point in our lives went through that. And we are going to be talking more in our next segment. When we come back from our little break, we're going to go into exactly some tips, at least three big powerful tips that everyone can put in their pocket to help them get that back. But before that, I want to ask you, have you seen that it's affected people's lives, where they go from maybe more of that negative victim type of feeling to finding that power, finding that joy and their happiness and gaining control again? What have you seen with clients where you really see the shifts?
Really good question. You know, I actually had a client who, when she called me, she was on the verge of a divorce. And even though I'm not a relationship specialist, you know, what I teach really does affect our relationships. It affects every single area of our life. And so she came to me, she was on the verge of a divorce, and she was really trying to figure out, what is it that I want to do? Is it my husband that's the problem? Is it my career that's the problem? What's going on here? And after working with me for 2 months, it was really, really quick. After working with me for 2 months, she was validated in the fact that the career choices that she had been making were not supporting her deep soul's desire. She was definitely in that place where she needed to make a shift to honoring her soul rather than focusing completely on money and the sort of the pragmatism around that. You know what I mean? So she was able to make a shift to, what is her soul calling? What is it really that's going to make her feel joyful and more content? And then as she started to make that shift, her husband fully engaged and was able to be enrolled into her new path without the struggle that was there before. And so she moved from working in a job to starting her own business with his support. And she had been trying to get his support for 5 years. So this was like magic. This all happened about 5 years ago, and they're still happily married. And, you know, she and I have worked together since then, because really, as long as she's able to stay happy and feel like she's in control of her life, she's able to have the right kind of conversations with her husband. She's able to run her business in a way that satisfies her soul. And everything kind of comes together. And so I love talking about her because I've stayed in touch with her for 5 years, and I've seen the progress since then. They're still happily married. Her business is thriving. Her relationship with her family has been reignited. Her children are doing really well in college, but before she wasn't sure that was going to happen. So many beautiful things happen simply by focusing on her own joy and contentment. It was amazing.
Wow. Okay. Did you guys hear that? That was all those changes, all those shifts for the entire family happened because of one person, switching around how she approached life and finding her joy. I love, love, love that, because it's so easy for us to fall into that pattern where if we're unhappy, it's so easy. And I think it's human nature to point fingers at everyone else. Oh, it's his fault. I did this. I totally admit this, that when I went through my little midlife crisis, some of you know this story. I blamed everything on my husband. It was all his fault. Everything that I hated in my life, I blamed on him until I realized, holy crap, it's not him, it's me. And I started taking some responsibility and really looking at it. And when I made that shift, just like what you said, everything else changed almost miraculously. And that's what's so awesome. That's what I want everyone here to take, is that you have the power to make those changes, and it's, but you have to first look within. Would you agree?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll go into this more on some of my tips, because that's totally where I'm headed. But yeah, you know, I love this saying, I know this is a little trite, but if you look at your finger when you're pointing at somebody, there's one finger pointing out, but there's three fingers pointing back towards you.
Oh, so true.
Ouch. Right? Yeah.
That is so, so true. Okay. So here's the other thing that I want to hit on, because I think this is so important. You help people find their purpose and passion. And here's one thing that I hear from a lot of clients, because, you know, it's something that so many of us have heard throughout our lives. You got to find your passion. You got to work in your passion. You have kids going off to college. I have one kid going off to college, one that's graduating, and, you know, they hear it all the time. But for some people, that term passion can seem so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's just like, okay, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what my passion is. I like to garden and I like to cook. But help us define that a little bit, and help give us some tools on how to go after our purpose and passion.
Yeah. Good. Oh, I love that question. So here's the thing. Here's my belief about purpose and passion. We are on a journey in life to discover those. That is actually the end game. So our purpose is the reason that we were put on this planet, but the journey is the purpose. So every single step that you take in your life is a defining moment towards your purpose. The end game is enlightenment, joy, contentment in its entirety. But as we move through life, we shift and as we're evolving, the way that purpose looks changes. So there's this thing that people feel like, oh my gosh, I've got to find my purpose. I've got to find my purpose. But the reality is that your life is your purpose. And that path is the purpose. And then as you move along it, it's like moving through a fog in a way, that each step opens up more visibility and more visibility and more visibility, and you're able to see more of what you're supposed to be here for. But each one of those steps is a necessary step in order to get to the next step. So what I always tell people is to really, as you're moving through life, feel into, is what I'm doing aligned with my values and what I believe I'm here to accomplish? Now, understand that what you believe you're here to accomplish is based on the filters and your own current wisdom and experience that you have. And that, too, is going to evolve and open up. So whatever is going on right now is true, and that will open you up to more truth. So your purpose is to live your life completely aligned with your own values and keep yourself opening and opening and opening to the bigger purpose and the next step. Does that make sense?
It makes 100% sense.
Yeah. And then when we talk about passion, let me just relieve everybody's anxiety about this. Most people do not know their passion. I believe it's a falsity that you have to follow your passion and work in your passion. What you do is you align with your values and who you truly are, and you start taking steps. And as those steps, as you discover that they're more and more aligned with what you do, suddenly there's this momentum that pulls you. And it's that momentum that really helps you to feel the passion of where you're going. So some of us, like for instance me, you know, I have a real passion for dance. Mm-hmm. That passion will probably never be my career. It's something that supports everything else that I do in life. It's like a foundational piece of who I am. But that's not where I'm going to be working. So my passion never started, or my work never started from my passion. However, as I kept aligning with myself and making myself more, I say make yourself more you-ier, as you become more you-ier, your passion, your passion for your life expands, and your evolution happens, and your movement towards your purpose becomes clearer and clearer. And eventually you can't stop, you get pulled towards it, you know?
Yeah. And so, you know, what you said is stay true, stay authentic with, you know, if you don't know what to do, pay attention to that core, that gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And if it's aligned mm-hmm. with your true values, you're going in the right direction. That's so simple. And all of us can understand that. And I love that. And I want you all to be more you-ier. There it is. You got to be more you-ier. You heard it here.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So after the break, which we are going into right now, we are going to come back with Monica, and we are going to be talking about, she's going to give us at least three tips on how we can find our joy and our excitement in life that you want to be here for, because she is going to help you make all this kind of come together and make sense and give you some action steps. So stay with us.
Hey, this is me, Dory, and I want to express how grateful I am for you joining me on my show. And for this, I have a very special gift for you that I am super excited to tell you about. It's a tool, and it's a tool that I have for those of you who are in a relationship and may be feeling frustration and anxiety revolving around this partnership, like all of us do at some point, right? But it doesn't have to stay this way. The tool I'm talking about is my Energized Relationship Quiz. All you do is you simply answer six super simple questions, enter your email, and then my custom diagnosis will pop up and reveal the relationship issue. After that, it'll give you the tools to change your situation starting today, right away, right now. So stop arguing over the same things. Get your relationship back to that healthy and happy place you want it. And love being with your partner again. Yes, it can happen. Here's the coolest part. It's free. And like I said earlier, it's only six super easy questions. So all you have to do is go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger, and it'll take you right to the quiz. If you have questions, simply ask me on Messenger and I'll personally answer. In fact, I would love to hear your feedback. So once again, just go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger. That's it. I look forward to connecting with you.
Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed that little Taylor Swift little, what do you call that? A little innuendo. So we are here with Miss Monica Sawyer, and we are talking about joy, purpose, passion, values, core, all kinds of amazing life skills to create just an incredible life for yourself and for your family. Which we just hit on a minute ago, is when you find that happiness within yourself and you are being authentic with your core, it affects your entire family and your kids, your spouse, those around you, those you work with. That's why this is so important, and that's why we are focusing on this today. So now we are getting into the tools in our pocket section of our show. So Monica, tell us, can you share with us, with our listeners, three tips that can help them bring more joy and excitement and passion and values into their life?
Yes, I would love to do that. Thank you. Great. So what's interesting, Midori, is that we started by talking about the core. And my company name is actually Core Bliss Life. And the reason it is that is because everything that we do starts from deep down inside of who we are. We cannot have true joy and contentment unless we really get who we are. Because if you don't know who you are, how do you know what's going to make you happy? Right?
Good point.
Searching for things, right? You're like pulling for things and nothing's making you happy. Why is that? So let's start at the very core. And the core is your values. And I know this sounds a little bit boring, but here's the truth. If you're not able to be congruent in what you say, do, think regarding your values, there's going to be a push and pull within you that creates a feeling of dissatisfaction or being off. You know what I mean by that? Like when
totally.
You're just feeling like things aren't working. So your values, if you're really, really clear on that, they will direct everything that you do so that you're not going off course and you don't have that push and pull within you. So when we talk about, now here's another thing. Most people don't know what their values are. Most people haven't even thought about it. They kind of have an idea like, oh yeah, I believe that murder is bad, you know, right?
But that's one to kind of remember.
Yeah. But that's not like a value that's going to be a guiding light for how you direct your life. I mean, obviously, don't do that, right? But
yes. But
for what's guiding your life, what is it? And you need to know that. So what I recommend to people is really do some soul searching on what their values are. And I actually talk, this is a huge topic. I talk about it in depth, but here's the first step. Write down 10 values that you believe are important to you. They could be things like love, family, work, learning, adventure, joy, excitement, play, pleasure, responsibility, family. You know what I mean? So those are some values. Write down your top 10. And then go through them and compare them to each other and pick your top 5. And then write down your top 5 in order and then test. So whenever you're going through a decision, say, you know, like for instance, when I'm saying yes or no to shows, Midori, I go through my list. You know, my list is my intimate relationships, my family and friends, personal development, adventure, joy, and health. And so if I ever take a show, I make sure, is this going to infringe on my personal time with my family and my friends? Does this show that I'm thinking about doing, does it make me feel like I'm growing? Does it feel like an adventure? Is it joyful? Do I enjoy the host that I'm going to be speaking with? And does it expand my health? In other words, do I have to travel too much? Is it going to take too much out of me? Is it going to replenish me? Does that make sense? And
Absolutely. If
a show does not meet those needs, I just don't do that show. So there's a really simple example of how I utilize that in my life. Okay?
Yep. And, you know, one thing I want people to take from that is that, you know, we have the choice to say yes and no. And every time that we choose not to, you know, so many of us get so darn busy, especially those of us with a full-time career and kids or even just one or the other. And when you say no, you're opening yourself up to more positive things that align with yourself. Just like what you're saying, Monica, is that you got to open that up so that you can be staying authentic with yourself so that you stay in that happiness.
Right. And actually, that's a great segue to my next tip, which is you have a choice. True power comes from understanding that you always have a choice. Now, here's the thing. We don't always have control over what goes on around us in the world, but we do always have control on what goes on within us in the world. And so you always have a choice. And there may be times where you feel like you don't have a choice, right? But understand that even that feeling of not having a choice is a choice. Like, that's how deep it is. That's why I called my book Choose Bliss, because the reality is this. Bliss is a choice. It doesn't just happen. It's not just for lucky people. Happiness isn't just for people with a happy disposition. It's a choice. And that choice gives you power. Does that make sense?
100%. I love that.
Great. Yeah. Okay. And then the third one is, and I love this one, become a master of reframing.
Okay,
so
what's that
when
mean?
I talk about, So when I talk to people, people are like, oh, Monica, you're so Pollyanna. Well, Pollyanna was a really happy person. So it's okay that I'm really, you know, like, I like that.
Yes, totally.
And what does she do? She is a master of reframing. She takes a situation and will reframe it to fit her model of the world, that the world is good.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
I just have to say this really quick. My dad, you know, because politics are so big right now, my dad has, you know, he was a political scientist and he wrote for the newspaper, and, you know, he sees the world as this dark, dreary, horrible, negative place because he's paying attention to just the negative that's happening. And so I broke into this conversation because it is so pertinent to what's going on in the world right now, that it's so easy to have that negative, to focus on the negative, because there are a lot of negative things there. However, what you're saying is, it's your choice. You can, there's also so many wonderful, positive things going on as well. So go ahead and continue, because I want to hear this.
Right. No, thank you. And that's so true, right? We can choose to focus on the negative or focus on the positive, right? But it goes even deeper than that. Even when we're looking at the negative, we can choose to find a way to make it positive. So I'm not going to make a political statement about which way I lean, but I will say this. I was on a radio show, and there were 26 million listeners on this show. So I got a huge amount of email. And one of the emails that I got was this woman crying about the election. She was like, the world is going to blow up. Everything is horrible. Anyways, you get the idea. She was just devastated.
Yeah.
And my thing to her is, you are welcome to crawl under your covers and cry and be upset about this. And what exactly is going to get you or the world or our country? You have a choice to feel sorry for yourself, or to get out there and do something about it. Which choice are you going to make? Right? Now, we can't change the world all the time. We can't have everything we want. But we can change our environment. We can make an impact on our communities and eventually the world. But you have to take action. Action is key. And so it's not, when you're reframing, you want to reframe into, what can I do? That's where power is. That's where we get passionate. That's what energizes us. What can I do? And then you take action. And that's true in your relationships. That's true in your community. That's true in your job, in your business, in your health, with everything. Does that make sense?
100%. And, you know, I have to say that there has been a movement. I don't know if I'm sure you've noticed it. There's been a movement of some big movers and shakers and influencers that are really stepping out and creating more of a positive impact in the world in so many different ways. I see it a lot in my business and in my career, the people who I run with. And I feel that with this election and with all the negativity that was happening, there are so many people that have risen up. And they're saying, no, we're not in our world. We're not going to allow that to happen. And they are creating all these amazing things, helping so many people and really showing up to counteract the negativity that has happened. And it doesn't matter which way your political influence is. It's just a fact of when you're not happy with something, just like what you're saying is, when you're not happy with the situation, what can you do to make it better? You can go to the grocery store and you can be really friendly with the person who's checking out your groceries for you. Simple little things daily do make a big impact. So
they do.
I totally agree with you, and I've been seeing it happen all over the place. So that warms my heart. I don't know about you, but that warms my heart to see that happen. And so,
yeah, and you know, and that's the thing, is there is a lot of negativity, but if we were to, let's flip it, let's reframe it. It has caused a lot of people to get out of their comfort zone and start taking action and saying what they really think. Because part of what had happened in our country is that a lot of people got really lazy. They weren't getting the information. They weren't going out and voting. They were just sort of like, oh, it'll take care of itself. It doesn't affect me anyways. And then, right. Boom, suddenly it affects them. So, you know, no, there's no criticism, but you know what? Sometimes that's what it takes, is a kick in the pants for us to pay attention, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what this is, right? And
it's the
it
kick
is
in the
really
pants.
Easy. Yeah, it can be a catalyst.
I totally agree. Yeah. So we have to go to a quick commercial break, but I want you to all think of that while we are on break. And when we come back, we are going to be playing a little game with Monica and finding out some more secrets about her that she doesn't even know about yet. All right, you guys, come right back.
Hey, this is me, Dory, and I want to express how grateful I am for you joining me on my show. And for this, I have a very special gift for you that I am super excited to tell you about. It's a tool. And it's a tool that I have for those of you who are in a relationship and maybe feeling frustration and anxiety revolving around this partnership, like all of us do at some point, right? But it doesn't have to stay this way. The tool I'm talking about is my Energized Relationship Quiz. All you do is you simply answer 6 super simple questions, enter your email, and then my custom diagnosis will pop up and reveal the relationship issue. After that, it'll give you the tools to change your situation starting today, right away, right now. So stop arguing over the same things. Get your relationship back to that healthy and happy place you want it. And love being with your partner again. Yes, it can happen. Here's the coolest part. It's free. And like I said earlier, it's only 6 super easy questions. So all you have to do is go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger, and it'll take you right to the quiz. If you have questions, simply ask me on Messenger and I'll personally answer. In fact, I would love to hear your feedback. So once again, just go to my Facebook page, which is the @ Midori Verity, and type quiz in my messenger. That's it. I look forward to connecting with you.
All right, guys, we are here with Miss Monica, and we are about to play the truth or truth game. All right, you guys, you gotta love live radio, right? You never know what's gonna happen. Okay, so Miss Monica, let me just tell you how this game goes down. So it's called the Truth or Truth Game. And the deal with it is that you have to be totally honest. I'm gonna ask you a series of questions. And your main thing is you just have to answer authentically. And yeah, that's about it. That's the only rule.
That should be easy.
Right? Yeah. Just be honest. Okay. So the first question, what celebrity would you like to make out with the most? And I'm going to give you some options. A, George Clooney. B, Johnny Depp. C, Denzel Washington. D, Russell Brand. Or E, Will Ferrell.
Oh, George Clooney, definitely.
You know what? I'm going to take him out because that's too easy. Next show, he's not included. I know, he's so darn cute and charming, isn't he? It's that smile.
He is.
Yeah. It's that smile. Really, it's not Will Ferrell?
Or no, Russell Brand? No.
Okay. All right. Number 2, and this is the easy question. Who has influenced you the most in your life?
My mom.
Your mom, why?
My mom is a very, very powerful woman. but also she really knows who she is. So she's powerful, she's a career woman, but she also really valued her family. So she taught me all about how to live your life fully aligned with what your values really are, and to stand in your power around that and not let people push you around.
Oh gosh, so that's where it came from. It came mm-hmm. from, yeah, that makes sense, and it's totally who you are. All right, number yeah. three. What is one thing we wouldn't guess about you?
that I still get really, really, really sad often.
Oh.
And that my choice for bliss, I have to make that choice every single day still.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing that, because I think everyone needs to hear that. Because life sometimes can be hard and we go through ups and downs. And this is why things like the gratitude journal that, you know, I always talk about, where you write in three things that you're grateful for when you wake up and when you go to bed, it helps you maintain that or get over the sadness and kind of reframe your brain, your mind a little bit. So I totally love that you just shared that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, but now we're going to get to something.
Pleasure.
What was that?
My pleasure. Yay.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to get into a question that's much more important. What's the most attractive quality in a man? A, integrity. B, humor. C, big pec muscles. Or D, a fat wallet.
I would have to say integrity.
Integrity. Okay. Not big pec muscles. How about integrity
no.
pec muscles?
You know, it's interesting because with my husband, one of the things that is really notable about him is that he has an amazing sense of humor. And I love that. And he helps really support my bliss through that. But if he did not have integrity, I would have never even given him a chance to be funny with me. You know, like, that's the single most important thing for me.
You had to see that first. You had to notice that first. And then the humor was just an added bonus.
Yeah, big added bonus, but definitely,
Yeah. It's always more fun to be with someone who's funny. Right. Okay, I like that. All right, number five, and this is the last question in our truth or truth game. Which pickup line would work best on you? A, I seem to have lost my phone number. Can I have yours? B, can I take your picture to prove to all my friends that angels do exist? Or C, can I follow you home? Because my parents always told me to follow my dreams.
Okay, so honestly, none of those would work with me.
They wouldn't? What? Those are great. Okay, so do you have a favorite pickup line that you want to share?
I don't. It's been so long. I've been married for like 23 years.
It's funny. I'm just going to bring this up because for a long time, my title was a relationship coach. And I kept on getting asked to be on all these shows that were for dating. And I've been with my husband for 30 years this year.
It's like, right.
I honestly don't know anything about dating. They didn't have internet dating. They didn't even have the internet really when I was younger, and they definitely didn't have internet dating. And so it's like, wow, I probably wouldn't be the best person for your show.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So now the best pickup line is, my husband comes home and says, baby, I love you so much. And that works every single time.
That's, you know, my favorite pickup line is, you know what, honey, you go sit down with this glass of wine and I'll do the dishes.
Right. Does it happen? How often does that happen?
He actually is really good about it. I have to actually, no, he cooks more. I don't like to cook. So he'll cook and I don't mind doing the dishes. So I should change that. If he says, you know what, you go grab a glass of wine, I'll cook. And he doesn't even say that you need to do the dishes. I just do it because it makes me feel good to have my kitchen clean. So it's a win-win.
Yay. Yes, married women, the pickup lines are a little bit different. Yep.
A little different. But we do, here's a good point. We do need to still hear them. And here's a reminder to the ladies, you need to also be sharing them with your partner because they need to hear them too. So That's a big takeaway for you guys. Okay, so now we're going to get a little personal. Not that that wasn't personal, but we're going to get on a different level with you really quick. Okay, so do you have a favorite book or book that you're reading right now that that you want to share?
So, you know, people ask me this all the time, like, what's my favorite book? And I read a lot. So I have a lot of favorite books. So the one that I talk about is the one that changed everything, that started me on my path towards learning about how to choose bliss. And so I started there, and then I've expanded it into my own thing, right? But it all started with the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I read that when I was 16. And that's what started my path. And so I always tell people, read that book to get started.
Yeah, it's a great. In fact, somehow there's three of those books in my house. I don't know where they came from. I know I bought one. I don't know if the other ones came from.
Yeah.
But it is. It's a great way to kind of train your mindset for success. But success in so many different areas. I love how Napoleon Hill talks about building your boardroom. With all the people, the influencers that you want, they can be from, you know, it could be Richard Branson to all these different people, but it's just, it's a great tool to study and to go back and relook at. So I agree with you. Okay. And here's, I love this question. If you had magic, if you had a magic wand, what would you wish for the world?
For people to experience more joy.
Yeah.
I just feel that there's so much unnecessary pain in the world. And so much of the time we do it to ourselves just because we don't know how not to. And that is my work, right? Is just, I want people to experience that joy and have that as a reference point and be able to come back to that and just continue to experience it.
I love it. I love it. So find your joy. Okay. So Monica has been so generous with us that she has, I think you have a gift for our listeners. You want to tell us about that?
Oh, I do. Yes. So I have a free ebook. It's called 5 Easy Ways to Be Happy, Free, and Strong. And it's a short little ebook, but it has a huge amount of impact. And I even say at the very beginning, I know you've heard these tips before. But the thing is, are you doing them? Are you taking action? Because sometimes people, they discount things because it seems too simple. But you know what? If it's too simple and you're not doing it, it's not impacting your life.
There you go.
So I give you 5 of my absolute most favorite tips that can create a complete turnaround in your day and your mood and how you're living your life. You just have to actually do them. So pick that up on my website. Should I give that URL right now?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. So the website is corebblisslife.com/sign-up. So remember, we're living bliss from our core. So core is C-O-R-E. So corebblisslife.com/sign-up.
Awesome. And if you are driving right now and you're not able to write that down, if you just go to our website, bbsradio.com/kickass, that is where you can find all of Monica's information and learn more about her. And her link to her website is also there. So I encourage you to check this out. Remember what she said earlier, that your joy, the way that you feel about yourself, the way that you approach the world affects everyone around you. So it affects your marriage. It affects your kids. It affects the people that you meet throughout the day. That's why this is such an important topic. And it creates, once you get into that mindset and you are aware of it, you will be amazed at what you're able to accomplish, how much happier you are, how much quicker you can get through challenges and difficult times by just simply changing your mindset. So I do encourage you to check that out. And thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
I love your attitude.
So much fun.
We got to have you back here because you have such a great aura about yourself. But next week, you guys have got to come back because we are talking sex with Dr. Megan Stubbs. She is a sexologist and she knows everything sex. So we are going to be asking her all kinds of questions. If you have a question that you want me to ask her, and if you want to be anonymous or not, just email me, midori@midoriverity.com, and I will get that question asked. I will find the solution for you. So everyone, thank you for being here, and I want you to remember the gratitude attitude that we've talked about so much in this show. Remember to tell at least one person every single day, especially your partner that you live with, what you appreciate about them. All right, you guys, till next week, stay joyful and stay in your gratitude.
Thanks for listening to the Kick-Ass Relationship Show with Midori Verity. We hope you've enjoyed the show and want to share the love by passing on our web address, midoriverity.com/show, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous shows. This has been a Midori Verity International production. Join us next time on the Kick-Ass Relationship Show to add passion and fun to enjoy the most extraordinary relationship and life.